Okay, so for a while we've been talking about how a guest is supposed to host the people that they're hosting, but Derech Eretz is always two directions, and even somebody who's recipient of chesed also has obligations in terms of how they act towards the person who's giving chesed. General principle in life is that we should always try to give the most and take the least. So that applies both to the host and to the guest to a certain extent. So on Halacha Kaf Ches, he writes, Oreach mechovas lishtata lishbor al shalom habayis. A guest has to make sure that he's helping to preserve the peace in the home. Lisnaheg benimus v'derech eretz, act politely. Minas ha'efshar la'avid varma k'matana, to try to bring a gift when possible. B'tui l'chibasol ha'karas ha'tov v'nei habayis, to show their gratitude. L'isha'arech beveis me'archa me'ever l'nitzrachlo. A person shouldn't overextend their welcome, overstay their welcome, should try to, if you're posted for a meal, stay for the meal, but then to leave when it's time to leave. V'leach b'idal b'nei habayis, in general, should try not to burden the host. On the one hand, it's the job of the host to go out of their way and to do everything they can to make the person comfortable. From the guest perspective, to try to minimize the extent to which the host needs to do that. So if you walk into the house and let's say the husband is not home or the wife is not home, so courtesy is to ask how the other one is doing in just a polite fashion. A person shouldn't eat at a meal in which there's not enough food for the hosts, when there's literally not enough quantity. There has to be enough for both the guests and the host. So he writes here, I don't know exactly what the connection here is to what he was saying before, but somebody who comes to a wedding or to a bris at the end of the event is not, that's not polite. Obviously, when there's a reason and, there's conflicting things, so, and you inform the person, so again, doing whatever is within Derech Eretz is appropriate, but to crash at the event or to make a grand entrance is not necessarily so appropriate. Person shouldn't ask to eat or drink until it's given to him. So if you're given food or drink, you don't have to wait until the hosts tell you to eat. Even if it's given, to wait a little bit. Maybe they gave him the food to be polite, but to wait until everybody has their food, I guess, would be within Derech Eretz. Midas Derech Eretz, to call Oreach Yisar Ba'akshim V'akshim Manu La'chol, El Im Kena Me'arach Adam Chashuv Ein L'sarv Klal. So if you're being hosted by somebody who is of a high stature, so you shouldn't refuse to eat at all, but otherwise, again, not to take more than what's warranted, and if they try to get you to eat a little bit more, so at least politely refuse just a little bit, and if they press you a little bit more, I mentioned the other day, my wife always tells people that they didn't do enough damage to the food. So in that case, then it's fine to eat more. But again, to try to be attuned to what the vibe is and to understand what's appropriate is just, having a little bit of awareness of what's around you. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer Tzakadosh Baruch Hu Zakar Yisrael Leficha Chibar Antar Mitzvah Shnei Mar Nechafetz Amantz Kol Yagil Torah V'Yadir.